Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 362, Love That Never Ends. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Psalm 107:1. Let that sit for just a moment. Don't rush past it, because the psalmist could have opened differently. He could have started with a list of answered prayers, of victories, of all the ways the year went right. But he doesn't do that. He begins with who God is. Before he says anything about what God does, he says what God is. He is good. That is the anchor, not the circumstances, not the year's scorecard, his character. And when your life is anchored there, there is something no storm can fully take from you. Now, there is a word in the Hebrew I want you to hear, hesed. We translate it as steadfast love, but hesed carries something richer than a feeling. It means loyalty, tenderness, covenant commitment, the kind of love that does not disappear when you fail, when you go quiet, when you doubt. God's love does not rise and fall with your performance. It does not increase when you're at your best and shrink when you fall short. Christ on the cross is the fullest proof of that. He loved to the end, and that end had no end. And the psalmist says it endures forever. Forever. Think about what that means today, right here on December 28th. This year was long. There were beautiful months, and there were heavy ones. Maybe you arrive at this day still carrying a loss that hasn't stopped hurting, a dream that didn't unfold the way you hoped, a question that still has no answer. And yet, even so, God's steadfast love moved through all of it with you. Nothing we faced in 2026 could extinguish it, because it does not have an expiration date. We are nearly at the end of the year, and I want to invite you to look back, not through the lens of what was missing, but through the lens of who was present. Because when you look through that filter, you begin to see things you move past too quickly. The hand of God in the moment you almost gave up. The unexplainable peace in that hard night, the unexpected conversation that came at exactly the right time, the door that closed, and that you now, if you're honest, are grateful closed. Gratitude is not pretending the pain wasn't real. It is recognizing that even inside the pain, God was faithful. Praise does not rise when everything is perfect. It rises when you finally see who was with you. And that is the one thing I'm asking you to do today. Before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the day pulls you into its current, take a piece of paper and write down 3 moments this year when God's steadfast love held you. Just 3. And let one of them be something that looked like a failure at the time. Let one of them be the thing that hurt most, because sometimes it is precisely in those places, once the dust settles, that God's faithfulness becomes most visible. Write the 3 moments down, and then thank Him for each one out loud, not just in your head, with your voice. Let the praise leave your mouth. Because there is something powerful about naming what God has done. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.